accountable. Lead Success Podcast. Get off your butt and get out of your couch and let's get accountable to skyrocket yourself to success.
Talk is cheap. Actions speak louder. That's right. Actions speak louder than talking. I just want to say really quickly, it's been a while since we've done one of these. In fact, it's been several years. It's good to be back. It's good to be talking about accountability
and connecting folks with
one of the greatest secrets to success, which is, of course, being accountable with your life. I wanted to start off with talking and action, what that looks like and why it's important, and why is that about being accountable? Because there's so many people out there that talk. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I got these dreams and these visions and these ideas. Truthfully, they don't do anything. They're just dreamers. They're wannabes. And they can talk a good game, but it does them no good because they get nowhere. I used to have a buddy back in my early 20s. We had a little group of guys that we ran with. Everybody did that. We partied together and did crazy things and got in trouble and did all kinds of cool stuff. His name was Bill. And Bill was a compulsive liar. It wasn't a secret. You didn't have to be around Bill very long to know every word out of his mouth was complete crazy nothing, craziness. He had just these stories about his life and would just talk about stuff totally straight-faced, convinced of everything. It was crazy. I remember the first time I met him, I'm like, dude, what is going on? How does this even work? Somehow he was with our friends and we had a friendship and again did crazy things together. He would always talk and have these crazy stories. We did some crazy things. I mean, he didn't have to lie. We got chased by this car once and we were going like 100 miles an hour in a residential area at 2 a.m. and I remember sitting in the front seat. He's running up on a stop sign on a busy street. Granted, it's 2 a.m. in the morning, so it can't be that busy, right? But I remember thinking, we're fixing to die. And he hits that stop sign, and it had a little bit of a gradient. So the car jumped over that busy street, hit the other side. And all of a sudden, it smashed down so hard that it ripped the muffler off, so all of a sudden the car was super loud. He wasn't just a compulsive liar, he was also a crazy person. It was weird. We even called it Bill shit. We instead of bullshit, we would call, oh, you're talking Bill shit right now. I remember just thinking how sad it was that he was kind of overall a pretty cool guy. He didn't have to lie about everything. He was cool. He was interesting. He was fun. But nobody could trust him. You couldn't trust him to do or be. Everything around him was about Bill shit. It was worthless to even try and depend on him for anything. Or even though maybe he was dependent. I don't know. We just could. And my point of this is there are lots of people in this world that can talk a good talk. In the real world, and even us as human beings, we don't connect to them at all. They're worthless. There's dreamers, and hey, I'm a dreamer. I love dreaming. I love getting ideas and comprehending things to do, getting out and thinking of how I can take over the world and do this and do that, and business ideas and all this good stuff. There's a big difference between being a dreamer and a talker and being a doer and an action taker. In this world, if you want to not get anywhere quickly, then be that talky guy. if there's any people out there that remember the show Cheers, of course, Cliff Clavin was the guy, the male dude, and he always had something to say. This, he was the expert on anything and everything. But the funny thing is, he was a joke. He was a joke that nobody took seriously, that nobody actually believed anything he said, even if it did make sense. It was a joke. That's the world that we're in. The more you talk and the less you do, that's how people will take you as a talker. You're just a talker. I'm not going to pay attention to you. I'm not going to trust you. I'm not going to trust you're going to do things. I'm not going to work with you. I'm not going to use you for my business or my work. Understand how important it is that you take action and not just are a big talker. So in this world of accountability, it is huge that you are an action taker, that you don't just talk about things, that you don't just tell people your dreams and your ideas and your views, but you actually take action. I know we're in a world where there's so much noise and so much talking and so many ideas out there in the world. If you are an action taker, if you are someone that is a doer, that gets out and does and goes, you will be successful. You will get everything that you want in life. But if you sit there and you dream and you talk about how cool it would be to own Facebook, or how cool it would be to own SpaceX or Tesla or Amazon, and that's all you do is talk about how cool things would be, you're going to have a tough life. Action always speaks louder than you talking. I'm hammering the point for a reason, because there's too much talking in the world and not enough doing. Here's the action items if you want to take on your life and make a difference. Let me give you something that you can do to change your life, to move forward and become an action taker and not just a talker. The key to success is doing something. I've done this other episodes of the show. I've talked about doing the two keys to success, of course, is being accountable for everything you do and taking action. There's no rocket science here. I'm going to give you a tool. Make goals. And I know goal setting is a bunch of crap, and I'm not even going to say goal setting as much as I'm going to say action items for the day. If you can get in the habit of making three action items, just three, and I don't mean three things to change the world or three things to get out there and do hard stuff that's craziness. Maybe it'll be hard, maybe not. What I'm saying is three action items every day. Now, throughout the day, you do a lot more than three things. But if you're deliberate and you're honing in on what three action items, things can I do today that can make a difference in my life in the future? If you do that every single day, you have an action item for what to do next. It will change everything. Things will start to move. Things will start to get done. Dreaming is a beautiful thing. Like I said before, I dream all the time. But the key here is to take those dreams and make action items that can get you to get to that dream. If you want to start a business, then what are the simple, small things that you could do every single day to building that business? That's it. It's not rocket science. Everything I talk about is all about accountability. If you want power in this world, then you have to be the one to make the decisions of being the powerful, magnificent human that you are. If you use excuses of everyone else, then you will be nothing and nobody, and you will never get what you want out of life. There it is. I've given you something very powerful if you'll use it. And that is 3 action items a day. That's it. 3 things that you can take action on to create your life. The crazy part is if you do this every day, in a month, things will start moving. In 2 months, things will start changing. In 3 months, you will get things that you never thought. In 6 months, you can do things that you never thought possible. I'm talking big, amazing goals that you never thought you could. If you really hone in and focus on the action items that it will take, and you do 3 of them every single day, it will change everything for you. Quit being a talker. I'm here on a podcast talking, right? But I've been a doer for a long time. I love taking action. I love having goals and moving forward, doing things to change the world, or at least change my world. Talk is cheap, people. Talk is cheap. Action speaks louder. Get out there and take action. Take on your life. Quit complaining about the world. Quit complaining about your surroundings. Quit complaining about if only you had this or that or the other, you could make something of your life. Just go do. Get your 3 action items every single day. Write them down at the beginning of the day. Write out a whole week's worth. Somehow, some way, get those 3 action items. And you will change your world. Now go do it. Go take it on. Go take on your life. And kick some ass. Take accountability. And move your world.
Thank you for listening to Accountable, the podcast for success. Now go out and take on your life. See you next time.